Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Fail early, fail often, fail forward. You know, it's always a little bit frustrating to me when people have a negative relationship with failure. Is a massive part of being able to be successful. You have to get comfortable with failure. You have to actually seek failure. Failure is where all of the lessons are. You know, when you go to the gym and you work out, you're actually seeking failure. You want to take your muscles to the point where you get to failure, because that's where the adaptation is. That's where growth is. Successful people fail a lot. They fail a whole lot more than they succeed. They extract the lessons from the failure, and they use that, the energy, and they use the wisdom to come around to the next phase of success. Gotta take a shot. You have to live at the edge of your capabilities. You gotta live where you're almost certain you're gonna fail. The reason for practice. Practice is controlled failure. You're getting to your limit, getting to your limit, getting to your limit. You can't lift that. You can't do that. Until you get to the point that all of a sudden your body makes the adjustment, and then you can do it. Failure actually helps you to recognize the areas where you need to evolve. So fail early, fail often, fail.
Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because they don't think you can do nothing, they can't. It's a lonely, scary, dangerous pursuit, and you got to be willing to risk everything to become that seed of what you believe is in there. Everybody has dreams, and as much as you want to be able to listen a little bit, because somebody's going to give you a gem, but nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life, right? Nobody knows what you are. Like, even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot. And it's like, as much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dreams and all, it's not going to be like that all the time. You got to do it alone. And people will help you. And when you get the ball rolling, people will jump on. But if you don't believe, nobody else is going to believe. People come along because your belief is so insane.
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever taste. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us. It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it.
Yeah.
Period.
The separation of talent and skill is one of the greatest misunderstood concepts for people who are trying to excel, who have dreams that want to do things. Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
I've never really viewed myself as particularly talented. Where I excel is ridiculous, sickening work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
There's no easy way around it. No matter how talented you are, your talent is going to fail you if you're not skilled. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't study, if you don't work really hard and dedicate yourself to being better every single day, mm-hmm. you'll never be able to communicate with people, with your artistry, the way that you want. So
the only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. You might have more talent than me, you might be smarter than me, but if we get on the treadmill, there's two things. You're getting off first,
yeah.
or I'm gonna die.
I think that so many people are so disconnected from themselves. They're operating on autopilot. They're reacting to their environment that even when given the opportunity to set a goal for themselves, they generally don't set the right goal.
Right.
Because they don't know what the fuck they're doing, because they don't even know who they are fundamentally.
That's the big thing, man. And that's why it was important for me to finally realize, stop being all these fake people I used to be. Stop being afraid. There was no growth until I cut myself down to nothing, to the person I really was, the real human being. And once I found out who I really was, that's when I started growing. I was trying to build on top of a lied, fucked up foundation. You can't build a house on a fucked up foundation. So I had to get down to the actual mineral soil of who I was. And that's when you can start real growth.
And what is the role that suffering plays in that, or the willingness to suffer?
It starts to peel all those layers away, all those artificial layers away. If you're willing to suffer and go back in the grind, that internal dialogue you have with yourself when you're in misery and you're uncomfortable, it's a real scary, unfiltered, no lying dialogue between you and yourself. And people know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about when you're in a bad spot in life and your mind is saying all kind of shit. That's who you really are. That's the real you. No Rocky Balboa moments going on up there. Yeah. Like, hey, yeah. you know, it's round 14. Let's come on. We got this. No, it's like, fuck this. I'm out of here, man. This is crazy. That's where the growth happens. When you're able to stay in that moment and talk yourself back into the suck of wherever you're going through, and you start stripping those layers away. But as you're stripping those layers away, you're building calluses over top of shit in your mind. That's where the growth starts to happen, is when you have to force yourself to stay in it. You can't leave it. 3 days later, I'm in a 100-mile race, no training at all. And when you do that, it is stupid. But when it does, if you're not going to quit it, like you just talked about, it breaks you down to nothing. You are suffering so badly mentally and physically that all of these demons are coming up. You're trying to find answers. It was like living 19 hours. It's like 5 years I put into 19 hours of highs and lows and pitfalls and seeing the sun come up. And it was like, my God, I lived 5 years in 19 hours. It was unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
So do you find yourself chasing that now with every ultra challenge?
No, because once you realize what you get from ultra, what you get from life, I can apply that now just by sitting here with you. You know, those tools now, I don't need to go out, even though I still do it, and go out and hammer. The hammering part is like, you know, it's like a purging of the soul. You go out there and hammer out there.
Yeah, you got to do that every once in a while.
You got to hammer, man. You got to get after it. But now I figured out so many different ways and so many different tools through all of the journeys I've been through just growing up, man. Just being mature, you know, just being really mature, and not holding on to hate, you know, really, really just letting all that shit go, man, and starting from scratch and let's go forward.
How do you let it go?
I don't think enough about people that have wronged me. Or situations that have wronged me. Because once you've come to a place where you are really happy with who you are in life, no one fucks with you anymore. Even though they're fucking with you,
it doesn't fuck with you.
It doesn't fuck with you. You know, like all these, I used to be so hurt by everything in the military, and if someone did something or said something, I'm like, man, I have overcome so much shit. There's not, like, I'm just in a really good headspace right now. My headspace, I own it. A lot of people own other people's headspace. I own my own shit now.
What do you mean, own other? Like, they're just all caught up in what other people think about them and running all these narratives in their
mind. That's right.
About.
They're more caught up in what other people think about them than how you feel about your own personal self. So a lot of people have their brain and their mind on rent to a whole bunch of motherfuckers in the world. I am paying rent on my own shit. I finally put a down payment on it, and I'm making payments every daggone day on my own fucking brain.